Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I was given 4 tickets to an event on accident, kind of. And I only need 2.
Okay.
So I just offered them up in the studio. And
you mostly
seems...
offered them to Tia because you don't like me. And you also know it, then you'd still have 1 left over.
Aw. Sad and true. But no, I would have offered them to you, but you already told me you couldn't go to this thing.
Well, I just...
Would you like to go?
No, the problem is it's a day I would go see my mom. If it's over the weekend, right. I would go see my mom, and it's just tough to get back.
That's right. Okay.
Could you bring her?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
perfect. So it kind of sparked a dilemma for T-Hack.
Yeah, because I would love to go, but I just, we're at this weird, we have the young kids, and so every outing or opportunity we have to weigh it against, do we want to pay for a babysitter? Because they're kind of expensive, especially when you go do like a 4-hour thing, right. You know?
I don't want to say what this event is because I do not want the paparazzi to mob Erica when she goes. And if they know where she's going to be, they'll just be like,
"Karen's going to be there too."
You're going?
Yeah.
Did you just miss that part? Everyone got tickets except me?
I entered the raffle.
Technically, I have 4 tickets.
If you check your email.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never checked my corporate email. Okay. I don't believe in that.
You're the problem. But yes, Aaron will be there too.
It's me. I'm
hoping
problem.
We're sitting next to each other. I want to know where you
are. We'll compare tickets after
okay.
this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the problem is you've decided that you can't go because you, do you want to attend this event?
Yeah, sure.
Is it something you would go to? Like, is it something that you're interested in?
Why are you so angry when you're asking him this?
If I didn't have children, I guess. I don't. Like, there's lots of things I would love to do.
Would your wife like this event?
She would enjoy it, yeah.
Okay.
She would? What?
And so, could you get a sitter?
I don't know. It's a little late last minute, but probably.
Okay.
I'll go with you. I don't know where you're going, but I'll go with you. Probably.
Okay. So, it's $100? That's it?
Probably.
So, your marriage is worth $100. Your marriage is worth $100?
At least $100 is what it would cost. Probably 4 hours or 25 an hour.
Yeah, okay.
You kind of round up. You
right,
know,
right.
You know
uh-huh. So going out, getting a free ticket to an event and spending time with your wife, and now it sounds like everyone on the show except me, is not worth
it
100.
It is a little more appealing now.
Yeah, yeah. The tickets are next to me.
Oh my God, I will thump you.
No, but... Where I thought Slacker was going to go with it. AHAC works from home, right?
Yes.
How often do you have to pay for daycare?
No, that's where I'm going.
Oh, okay.
No, it's go ahead.
Is that?
Yes. How often do we don't pay for daycare?
Oh.
Yeah, because she's busting her hump all day, like working.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm sorry, she's Hold doing on. One.
Yeah, that's
busting her hump. He's from Iowa. It's something they say.
Okay.
That's
the women in Iowa all have humps, apparently. Are they dromedary or...
So shouldn't she get a night out?
She should. She was the one who said it's probably not worth it to pay for the sitter. Because we will still be together as a family.
Does she want to go with Slacker?
How about that?
Maybe.
I'm willing to pay $100. I'll give you $100 to watch your stupid kids while I woo your wife.
Okay.
Can I send you the invoices from my divorce attorney?
Oh.
Can I show you how much that costs? Do you know how much a divorce costs?
I don't think
That's
I want to know.
That's the cost of hatred, isn't it? Not love?
Well, perhaps had we wooed each other a little longer, maybe invested in the relationship a little more, I don't know, drop $100 to spend 4 hours together watching a great show, maybe we'd still be together. Doubt it. But maybe... In his case, they would still be.
Yeah.
She does bust her nasty hump. Yes. The gross deformity that she has from being a former Iowan.
I can't believe you're saying that.
No, I just knew what sweet I said. Yeah. He's the one who started the hump.
Yeah, that was a weird thing
to
say.
My humps.
Text in. All the people working hard, busting your humps out there, text in. I know that's a...
That's I'm a just phrase. Saying, to me, you're the guy... who professes buy flowers on a Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Take your wife to a show. Arrange the babies. Take your wife.
We do sometimes. It's just not all the time. We have to weigh every time.
Last show. Last thing you did.
That wasn't work related.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think.
I'm over here so nervous. No. You guys are all making me so nervous.
We're traveling because you don't soon. Think... Are you... you Here's the thing about you, Erica. You have a responsibility as well. It's not the same as a kid, even though you think it is. You have your dog.
Right.
But you and your fiance absolutely date each other constantly.
Well, thank you. That's
constantly.
So nice.
Yeah, it's like you're out at a brewery, you're out at a farmer's market, you're out at Inglewood Days and don't remember anything after that.
Yeah, real blacked out that day.
But like, you're doing that.
Yeah, yeah. We're constantly on dates.
And I think T-Hack does a great job of wooing his wife within the walls of their house.
And when you have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
But you very still nice. Got to do it sometimes. Yep. You still got to do it. You still got to get her out of the house. And even if you don't tell her, it's like, you know what? I got us tickets and babe, I already arranged
isn't
the
sitter. Isn't it wife first, kid second?
It should be.
It is. And my wife said it's probably not worth the $100.
Because
but here's the thing. If you asked her, do you want anything for Mother's Day? She's going to go, no, you don't have to do anything. It's probably not worth $100. And to which you say, you're right. It's worth $1 million to me. You're worth everything to me.
But are we so past my wife and I's our relationship that we don't have to go out anymore? We've gone out. We've done everything. We've gone to concerts. We've gone
to sporting events. Would you like me to give you my attorney's name or her?
Oh my gosh.
You can't be past it. Don't be past it.
That we'll be so happy. Just, you know what? It's a Saturday. We'll just hang out with the kids.
But you'll be so happy if you go to the show. You'd be so happy. You'd be doing something different.
It would be fun.
I feel like you're bullying him into it.
I'm not. I'm just like, I'm fascinated because I, without trying to be cheesy, I look up to you. And at this moment, you're disappointing me. Mm. In your relationship, you do all the right things. But this one, you're too comfortable. I think you're too comfortable.
Okay.
please. All I want is a video clip of Erica's face going, I'm uncomfortable.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.